One of my favorite things to do in the summer is go to Minnesota Twins baseball games. Baseball has been my favorite sport for a long time, and every year I'm usually able to get out to a couple games. But going to Target Field, going to any professional sporting event, can be a very dangerous thing, because you never know when you're going to see your face on the Jumbotron. You never know when the camera is going to point at you, and if you're not careful, it's going to point at you when you're not looking. Inevitably, whenever I go to a game, there's always somebody on the screen picking their nose or just looking off in the distance, having no idea that there are 40,000 people staring at them. They have no idea that everyone is looking at them and waiting for them to act. Sometimes you and I can be ignorant to the fact that God is looking on us, that he's waiting for us to move. It can happen that we do not realize the ways that God is working in our lives. We just sit there, not doing what he desires us to do. In our gospel today, Christ the Lord says, "Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes." Gross is the heart of this people. In other translations of this passage, it says, "Dull are the hearts of these people." Their hearts have grown dull, and they do not see and they do not hear the Lord when he speaks to them, and they do not follow where he is trying to lead them. In the parable of the sower and the seeds, we see how God pours out his word on his followers liberally. He pours out so generously, and he desires to sow and bear fruit in our lives. Whether we realize it or not, God is continually pouring out his blessings on us. He gives us his grace and he pours out to us in prayer and in the sacraments. He is always speaking to us through the scriptures and the teachings of the church. And the lives and the writings of the saints witness to the way that God works throughout time and is still working for us today. They remind us of God's activity in our lives and in the world. But if we're not careful, if we don't pay attention, we could miss all of the ways that God is speaking to us, all of the ways that God desires us to know him and to be close to him, and how he is looking, waiting for us to respond. And as Christ the Lord uses the analogy for us as soil in his parable, we know that we are also meant to respond to his word, to act on his word in our lives. We are made to cooperate with his grace, with the ways that God is working in us, to be co-workers with him in his vineyard. We are both the ground where he plants his word and also fellow gardeners along with him as he waits for us to bear fruit so that we can better respond to his will. Through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord says in our first reading that he pours out his word, "And my word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will." His word shall do his will. This means that we cannot simply sit there and acknowledge and just kind of rest in the fact that, like, God's working in my life. Isn't that great? We have to act upon his word once we see the ways that he is working in us. We should be very careful not to grow complacent because God is always trying to give us more. More of his love and more of his grace. As we all grow in our Christian lives, we are called to cultivate and grow more and more all that God is giving to us. We need to continually grow in our understanding of God and of his church so that we will be strong in our faith. We need to grow those deep roots which are fostered by prayer in a consistent way, staying close in the relationship with the God who desires to be close to us. To always try to be rooting out those sins in our lives, those weeds and thorns that hold us back from recognizing God in our lives and hold us back from following his will. We need to continually recognize the fact that God is doing great work in our lives and not have dull hearts. And we always need to work at growing to respond to him, to cooperate with him, to be able to do the mission for which he made us. For though God scatters his graces liberally and generously on us, he does not give them to us arbitrarily. He has a unique plan for each of us. He desires each of us to produce a particular fruit. Each of us is called to grow and to multiply in God's vineyard in a way that only we can. God is continually speaking to us and building us up and giving each of us a mission. And this mission is not something that we can leave for someone else to do. In one of his most famous pieces of writing, St. John Henry Newman, our newest doctor of the church, wrote a prayer in which he says, "God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. He knows what he is about." God is constantly pouring out his grace and his love on us, and he desires to know this. Not for us to have dull hearts that are ignorant or closed to his words and his works in our lives and in the world. He desires us to grow and bear fruit in the service of his kingdom, to serve him in a particular way that only we can do. God is calling each of us into his service, and he doesn't want us to just sit there. He wants us to act. We don't want to reach the end of our lives and then realize that we have waited too long. So today, let us ask God for the grace to hear and to respond, to not simply sit idly by as he desires for us to grow, to recognize and respond to God's will in our lives, and to follow him with our whole self so that we can carry out his particular plan in our life.